चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च जायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरगतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। I am speaking here on bhakti. What is bhakti? For this I have taken one shloka of Siddha Rupa Goswami from his Chaitanya Bhakti Rasamrita. What I have explained in my evening class and yesterday, and day before yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Govind Bhakta Prabhu will explain the sub and substance what I told. Then I will be able in very easy language that all can understand.
Srila Gurudev.
Oh, you can take.
Someday. He was explaining the verse Anya Bilasita Sunyam Gyana Kama Navitam Anukulena Krishnanu Sunyam Bhakti Uttama. And he was explaining that bhakti, that it must be Anya Bilas. Anyabhilasita sunya. It must be free from any material desires, such as jnana, speculative knowledge, karma, anavita. So the verse, it has the Swarup Lakshanam and the Kitasha Lakshanam. So Srila Gurudev, he was explaining the Tathashta Lakshana, which is the first line, Anyabhilasita Sunyam, that it is free from material desires. And in explaining the verse, first he explained that it should be favorable. And if we look at the example of, I think it was Kamsa or
Chanara
and Mustika, the two wrestlers in Mathura, that they were approaching Krishna in Viriras, and this was pleasing to Krishna. But because their mood was not one of Uttam Bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti or Hoitaki Bhakti, that then it cannot be classified in this, it does not fit within the verse, even though it was pleasing to Krishna. And on the other hand, Mother Yashoda, she made Krishna cry. But still, because her sentiment, her bhav, was one of Shuddha Priti Vatsalya bhav, pure parental bhav, then this is definitely within this verse of Anyabhilasita Sunyam. So then, Srila Gurudev went on to explain that example is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he got married, his wife Vishnupriya, that for 3 years they were together, but Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of Rudyamana. He was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and shedding tears. And he was so absorbed in this mood of crying for Krishna, that he was practically oblivious to his wife. So one day, his wife, Vishnupriya, she went to the river Ganges, and a string of inauspicious events started to come about. First, she hit her foot on a rock and it started to bleed. And then the nose ring that she received on her wedding day fell into the river Ganges and was lost. And when she went home, then all of a sudden, Mahaprabhu was paying so much attention to her, something like a henpecked husband. So she was thinking something is not right. That since our marriage, Mahaprabhu has been so absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, always crying, never thinking of me, and all of a sudden, blood starts coming from my foot, I lose my nose ring, which is so precious to me that I received on my marriage day. And then, now I come home, and all of a sudden my husband has given me so much attention. So she's thinking that this is some kind of vanchana is coming, some kind of cheating. Gurudeva gave the explanation that just before a big flame, a light is to go out, a fire is to go out, then it may flame up and then extinguish. So she was thinking like this. And she went crying to Mother Sati, Sati Mata, and Mother Sati placated her, said, "Don't worry, everything is okay." But actually, that night, then Mahaprabhu, he got up from bed and he was going out. Mother Sati, she came and she was standing, she was stunned, actually. And just standing like a statue, she covered by yoga maya, she couldn't speak, she couldn't move. And Mahaprabhu circumambulated Mother Sati, I think four times, or three. Four times, circumambulated Mother Sati. And then he went towards the river Ganges. And then he went to take sannyas. So Gurudev was explaining that bhakti is like this. That it must be anyabhilasita sunyam. That it must be completely devoid, with sita, without even a trace of attachment to any type of material possession of any type. So he was explaining this part of the verse. This is the tatashta lakshana, that it is devoid of any material attachment. And Gurudev said that today he will explain the next part of the verse.
Anna vilasita sunna jnana karma dhyanapritam anupulena krishna anushriyam bhakti rupam. Rupa Goswami told that anyone has no, not a very little attachment with world, no desire at all, no desire, any desire, worldly desire. And in the other hand, if he has no Krishna prem, affection of Krishna, then what will be? It will be like zero. Try to understand. If you have no worldly desire at all, but yet you have no desire to serve Krishna, it will be like zero. This is called jnana. Annihilation oneself in God. Vaishnava don't want this. So we should be careful for this. Bhakti has so many stages. It may be that in first stage, this slope is not full speed. Not so much applicable. It may be something bhakti, but not solely bhakti. This is the first earlier stage. In that stage, it will not be called Uttama Bhakti, pure Bhakti. Or Bhakti, in this stage, is not pure. Mixed with so many desires, worldly, so many jnana, karma, and all other sadhya. Our heart is not improved. But we should try to develop it in the association of pure Vaishnavas. Otherwise, we cannot improve. So, he is telling that only one desire should be there. Other, if you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, but yet you are wanting something from Krishna, save me. I want a child. I have no child. I want a child. Very beautiful wife I want. I want very, very beautiful husband. I want very big and palatial buildings. I want so many things. If you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remember Krishna, but still having these desires, that bhakti is not pure bhakti. But in first case, first beginning, it may be like so. But you will have to reform it. Only there be a desire, pure bhakti sukha. Oh Krishna, I don't want anything. I'm satisfied by all things you have given to me, child, wealth, reputation, or anything, money. If you have not given nothing, yet I'm satisfied. So I want only your bhakti, to serve you. This should be there. But if it is not so, don't be hopeless. Gradually it will come. From any seed first comes a sprout, then leaves, then branches, then more branches, more leaves, then flowers, and after that fruits comes. So we should try to develop. But in other hand, we should always try that worldly desire should not come there. You know. Second thing is that if you want to make your bhakti pure, then be careful for karma and jnana, yoga, tapasya, and all. Remember, you should try to see that without karma we cannot alive. You will have to do something. If you give up everything, then you will must die. You will have to take what? Breath. You will have to see by ears, eyes to eyes. You will have to hear from this. If you are not doing drinking water, you will die. So, karma is essential. Karma means activities are essential for everyone. But try to make these activities, they should, in the guidance of bhakti, they should be for bhakti. Otherwise, your bhakti will hamper. You know Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother of Sanatana Goswami. He was the Prime Minister of in India at that time. he was managing everything there as a prime minister. King used to say him, give respect, that I don't know anything about management of whole kingdom, you are doing so. But when Sanatana Goswami met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, he was changed totally. King thought that he is going to give up his position. So he called him and told, why you are not looking after this kingdom, the management and everything? If you are not looking after that, everything will be ruined. So you should look after. He told that, I'm not feeling well, I'm ill. You should try to choose any prime minister or other. I cannot do it. Why? You are so healthy. You are reading Bhagavatam with so many renounced Vaishnavas. And you are not looking after my kingdom. He told her, I cannot do it. Then he took him into jail. And he was imprisoned there. And he went to invite Kalinga Rajya, Odisha, where Jagannath was there. Sanatana Goswami called the jailer, and in front of him he gave, at that time, $5,000 or golden coin. It was so much. The jailer told us, what can I do? I cannot do anything. King will punish me. He will finish me. He again took five thousand golden coins and kept in his throne. Then he was thinking, this is not lesh. By this I can manage my whole life if the king comes and he rejects me. So I should take it. And he took and he left him. Sanatana Goswami was going to Vrindavan because he knew that I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. There was a very big jungle, forest, dense forest. So many dacoits used to be there. And they used to know astrology. They knew that a person with his servant is coming, and he was prime minister, and he has some golden coins with him. So they wanted to kill them and to take away the money. They pursued him and they brought him in the jungle, in a very solitary place, where the leader of the dacoits were there. They gave him very delicious food and very good weddings and everything. They respected so much. Sanatana Goswami was prime minister. He thought, why they are honoring me so much? There is some mystery. He called his servant and told, Ishan, have you anything with you? Yes. I have 6 golden coins. Oh, this is like death. At once give up. He gave 6 coins. And he, Sanatana Goswami, gave it to the leader of the dacoits. He began to smile. He told, oh, Krishna has saved you and me both. If you have not given this money, this gold and coins, I would have slaughtered you. Oh, there is something. One coin is more with your servant, I know, by astrology. But no harm. What you want? He told that I want to go to Vrindavan to become a monk. Yesu, help me, take me out of this forest and take me in the way of Vrindavan. He was so much pleased and he gave a person to guide him. When they crossed the forest, Sanatana Goswami told his servant, Ishan, have you anything more? He told him, one golden coin is with me. Oh, you have so much attracted to this golden coin? He told, not for me, but for you. But Sanatana Goswami told that I don't want. You believe in this golden coin, but not in Krishna and God. I don't want any. Turn to you. With golden coin, you should go to your home, return. You are not qualified to be with me. See, when we go to do bhajan, we jama karte hain.
Deposit
so much money in banks. If whether I am renounce order or brahmachari or grihastha, grihastha may have something. But those who have given up everything, if they are collecting money, it is against bhakti. There is no faith on Krishna. So we must have faith. Sanatana Goswami told that person that go from here, go to your home with this money. He gave up that money also, and along being a prime minister, he was in one and told loss. When he reached to Benares, Kashi, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this fact. He at once called by anyone. Oh, go on. On the door there is a saint, Vaishnava. Call him. The person went there and saw that there is a Muslim fakir having so much breath and so much long hair, worn and torn, very wretched condition. He returned and told that I have not seen any bhakta or any Vaishnava. Oh no, you should go and call anyone who is standing there. Then he went and called. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after him. When he saw tears were coming, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, and he embraced Sanatana Goswami. In that very stage, Sanatana Goswami was running here and there. Don't touch me, Prabhu, don't touch me. I am Muhammadan, I am a rotten person, I have no bhakti at all. Be pleased to meet, don't touch, otherwise you will be impure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waiting call. I am touching you to be pure. I am not pure, but you are pure. This is the etiquette of Vaishnavas. We should behave like this to any Vaishnava. Oh, I don't want to see him. Don't go to him. You should not behave like this. If a man is chanting Hare Krishna one time a day, even he should be honored. And if he is always chanting, we should do Sastang Pranam and honor. And if any Uttam Vaishnava like Sanatan Goswami, we should give ourselves in the Lord's feet and offer him. I am your ever servant. Serve him by body, mind, soul and everything. Then bhakti can come, otherwise not come. If he hate Vaishnava, we dishonor Vaishnava. Whether he is not so qualified Vaishnava, if he is in yet in Kanishta Vaishnava, but he should be on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling himself being Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself, he is showing the culture of Vaishnava. How a Vaishnava should be. He is himself telling that I am touching you, embracing you for my purification. At last, he embraced him. They both fell down on the earth, telling Krishna, Krishna, and rolling down on the earth. When it was subsiding, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking towards Sanatana Goswami. Don't close your eyes. Shut up your eyes. Don't give chance to sleep.
Mahaprabhu looked towards Sanatana Goswami again and again.
Again, why he was looking? His clothes were worn and torn. So,
wretched condition.
Mela.
Dirty.
Even he has a very good soul here. In the way his brother-in-law gave it. He did not want to take it, but yet he forcibly gave it. So it was on here, shoulders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looking. Sanatana Goswami was so buddhimu, wise. He at once went to Ganges Ghat. He saved him, like us, having this choti. Indication for Golok Vrindavan. A belt for dogs here. Anyone cannot shoot a dog. So this is like this. Jump cannot come. Death cannot come. So, there was a beggar, he has worn a twin field, it is called in Indian language, Gudari, on tone. Sanatana Goswami told him, oh, I want that, you should be merciful to me, change my this shawl with your worn and torn clothes. Oh, you are joking me? At the same time, Sanatana Goswami get his shawl and two worn and torn and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased. If you want to do bhajan, Anna Abhilashita Sunnam, like this is Anna Abhilashita Sunnam. Understand? Only Krishna Prem is there. Love is there. It is wealth. Bhakti is wealth. By this Krishna can be controlled. Then it will be Uttama Bhakti. Otherwise not Uttama Bhakti. We tell to give consolation or enthusiasm. It is right? To courage. So that he may not be discouraged. So we tell, oh, you are very good, bona fide Vaishnava. But this is to encourage you. Actually not. What is the definition of sadhak? What is the definition? Can you tell? Anyone? Utpanna ratayah. All definitions have been given in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Everything. If you are not reading and understanding, pure bhakti will not come. Pure love affection to Krishna cannot come. And you cannot read yourself and understand. You will have to go and read all these things to the very chest, qualified, rasik, tattvajna Vaishnava. Otherwise, we cannot follow. Rupa Goswami is telling, we are not all sadhak. We have not still come in the category of sadhak. Utpanna rataya samyak. Utpanna rataya samyak. The meaning is this, is that he has a rati towards Krishna. First impression of prema bhav, that is bhav, mood, has come in his heart. But still, suffering sorrows may come. There is some little karma fall. The fruit of karma is there. But he is very soon being qualified to see Krishna, to meet Krishna. Like Bildamagal Thakur. Difficulties will come. Sometimes animal dies. So many rogues may come. Some mental problems may come. But they will not affect that person who has some rati. Coming down from the Golok Vrindavan, from any one of the associates of Krishna, whether it is coming from father, mother, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, or coming from Siddham Subal, friends, or gopis, it will come. Electricity is not here. It comes from any station, powerhouse, and if you don't
connect,
electricity will not come. The bulb will not give light. So Rati is not here in this world. It comes from Golok Vrindavan. And if you do bhajan as he has indicated, then that pure bhakti in a form of rati will come. And this is called bhav. When we are doing any sadhan by this body, mind, soul, and that rati is there, there are some anarths. There may be that there is namaprad, dhamaprad, sevaprad. Dhamaprad means?
Offense towards
dham. Offense towards name, dham. Offense towards Vaishnavas. Some very little. And he tries for praying or bhav. Then he is sadhar. Other not sadhar. We should be ready for being a sadhar, real sadhar. I have told you that karma is essential. Activities for life, living life, is essential for all. We cannot be shaped without taking air, without taking water, without taking any food. So we must try for that. We have to do. But we should not do anything which is opposite bhakti and it will cover. I am giving instants, then you can understand it. In India, there are so many kings, so many rishis and maharshis, very qualified. Some were yogi. You know the name of Shivi Maharaj. Perhaps you know. That was one. Shivi Maharaj was a good person. He was so merciful to all. Always speaking true, never telling lies, doing hitaishikar, parupakar.
Welfare for others.
Always doing so. Once Indra feared from him that he will take my position. So he himself took some goddess with him. He became Bajpakshi.
Eagle.
And another become
Pigeon.
Pigeon was flying and eagle was pursuing. At last, pigeon came in the life of that rishi and he was so much breathing. He was so fearful. In the meantime, that eagle came and told Maharshi, "Why you are taking my food? I'm so hungry. Otherwise, I will die if you will not give me. This is my food." And pigeon was telling, shut me. The Maharshi told that, "I will save you." And he told to eagle that, "I will never return this. You can take anything in spite of that." He told that, "I am so hungry that I may die. So I want any food at once. So give a flesh from your body in wet to that pigeon." Understand? Then king told that yes, and he cut off his ear
thigh.
And gave so much flesh, more wet than that pigeon. Then eagle told that it should be wetted, and when wetted, his flesh was
less
up. That is, it was less in weight. He told that more should be given. He gave his whole leg, but yet less. He gave it this feet and hands he gave, but even less. He sat on the weight.
Scale.
Technique. At once Indra appeared and told, "Something benediction you want, I will give you. What you will ask, I will give you." He told him, "Don't take examination like this. I know that you are ignorant." Here, he did so much, but no connection of bhakti. Not for Krishna, not for Krishna. Associate, there was no, not a very little gandha, a smell of bhakti there. So he may well go to swarga and again come. Maybe hog or anything. If a man is chanting one name, it is more than that. If it is even not pure, no. Hare Krishna, but it is so many kinds more than that person. That can cover our bhakti. So we should not be like this. "Oh, I am feeling alone, I should marry." Why you are married? For Krishna or for your happiness? You should try to think it. And then marry. No harm. Like Pandavas married Draupadi. You can marry. No harm. But see, whether I am marrying for Krishna pleasure or not. Anything you do, do for Krishna. Anything. With a relation with Krishna. So when we are in lower degree of bhakti, it is called Aropsiddha Bhakti. Aropsiddha Bhakti in Sanskrit name, I don't know in English name. Aropsiddha Bhakti. There is no bhakti. But we see that, oh, we are making garden or anything. Patram, Uspam, Jat Karoshi, Jadashnasi, Jat Juhoshi, Tadashi Tat, Tat Kaunteya Kuru, Tat Kuru Samadhar. You are doing anything and the fruit should be given to Krishna. This is lower degree of bhakti. Bhakti, very little. What you are doing for you, but you are giving to, offering to Krishna. But if you are of Krishna and doing all for Krishna, it is so much better. There is difference so much. We should try to know these things, realize these things. To do for Krishna and to give something, what we are doing something to Krishna, so much difference. If I am becoming of Krishna, I am of Krishna. I have offered myself in the lotus feet of Krishna. I am his servant. If you are doing anything, you will do for Krishna. And if you are doing something, you have a very good garden. There are so many mangoes, so many apples, so many things. Take a basket of fruits and offer to Krishna. It is good. But if you have offered your everything to Krishna, and then that garden is of Krishna, I am the servant of Krishna, I am taking it for Krishna, then everything is okay. This is called bhakti. Try to understand the principles of, fundamental principles of bhakti. Then no time you will be pure Vaishnava. It is not so hard. Not so hard. Very easy to be Krishna. Sometimes Sangha Siddha. What is Sangha Siddha? To be virtuous, to speak truth, to do welfare for others, these are certainly very good qualities. But if they are connected with Krishna, then they are bhakti, otherwise they are not bhakti. You cannot speak truth in any way. Why? If I am telling to Dr. Maharaj, doctor, that what is your name? He will tell his name, but his name is Kalpanik. It is not the name of this body, other the name of show. Father, mother has given, kept anything. I will ask that, who is the owner of this house? Who is the owner of this house?
Kishan.
Kishan. But actually Kishan is not owner. He is not owner. His body is not his, of his own. Krishna has given wisdom, anything, money, Krishna has given. He will die after 1,000 years or 5,000 years, but he will die. Then, who will be the owner of this house? government had made it and given, taking some. So anything we speak in this world is not true. When we'll realize that I'm this Atma, then we will realize. And then we will see that we are eternal servant of Krishna, God. And He is eternal or master. Then we can do anything. And it will be bhakti. It is now more than half hour. So a kirtan will be done. Munindra Vinda Dandi Dev. Just take her number. All you should do.